This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. A reading from Revelations 14 and 15. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, "Thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time has come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe." Ladies and gentlemen, the time for the Lord to judge the earth is ripe. Ready for the sickle. And there's people that don't believe God would judge. But see, it doesn't matter whether you believe God would judge, because God not only will judge, but is judging. And the plea of the Holy Spirit that's recorded even in the scriptures is that men would repent from their sins and believe on God's free gift in Jesus Christ and find eternal life and find their sins and the travesty of iniquity that mankind have done against God in rebellion could be washed away by the blood of his own son. The life was in the blood of Jesus. It wasn't a figment of imagination, ladies and gentlemen. He proceeded forth from the Father, was a perfect son, perfect, pleasing the Father in everything he said and did, right to the point of being executed by his own people in the hands of the Gentiles, not for his own sin, but for our sins, the sins of the whole world. And this gospel of his kingdom, because he has not only died, but resurrected and sits at the right hand of his Father in the heavens, waiting for the time when all enemies shall be made brought to his footstool. King Jesus Christ, Psalm 110. He is a king and he's coming back, that he will reign a perpetual kingdom that shall have no end. But the only way to enter into that kingdom, ladies and gentlemen, with peace, righteousness, and joy, is by bowing low before the King, repenting with godly sorrow, and believing on Jesus. The time of judgment is at hand. It's ripe for judgment. The definition of ripe means fully or sufficiently advanced, ready enough, auspicious. An example this dictionary gives is, the time is ripe for a new foreign policy. And isn't that true? God has allowed mankind to be moved in rebellion, to link with Satan, the usurper, the liar, the murderer, the deceiver, for decades. Satan is opposite of God. God is love. He's wise, full of power, wisdom. He's kind, a good God, a good creator. He so loved you, he gave you his only begotten son to die as a sacrifice for your sins. That if you would believe on him, you would not perish, but you'd have everlasting life. But the clock is ticking, and the ripe time has come for God to judge. Iniquity is increasing and increasing and increasing. God judges whether you believe it or not. If you read the Bible from the beginning, the book of Genesis, to the book of Revelation, from A to Z, the Bible is a book of judgment. God's not a silly sitcom character as people think he is. He's a righteous God. He's a judge. And he's kind where he gives space for people to repent. And he deals long, and he has dealt long with people of the earth. He's dealt long with the nations. He's dealt long with the United States of America. Alas, this country, United States of America, that had been blessed by God, given peace, prosperity, prestige, has used it in great fault before the Lord. And God holds this nation accountable. And this is why God says, "Seek my face, hear my voice." And God calls you to hide in him. "Come, my people. Hide yourself, enter into your secret chambers, shut the doors about thee, that you may be hid through the time of the Lord's great indignation." Because God has arisen to judge, and there'll be multiple catastrophic events of judgment through the earth. God told us. He has told us by his Holy Spirit. He has told us it's in a book called the Bible. And Jesus outlined very succinctly what the times would look like at the time, at the end of the age, the time preceding a second coming. Great tribulation, great trouble, commotion, chaos. But if you call upon the Lord, he will keep his sheep. He will keep his lambs. There'll be two in a bed. One will be taken, one will be left. Two will be grinding meal. One will be taken, one will be left. Two will be in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. See, God makes a distinction between those that love him and those that hate him. God has adversaries. And the majority of the people, the majority of the masses hate God and have not loved the truth and have been insolent to do their own thing, to do wickedness before God, a holy God. Ladies and gentlemen, there's drought, food failure, economic collapse, oppression through the political leaders that take bribes, that pass policies for their own pocketbook, religious leaders that have left the Lord and pass on lies, feeding the people dross, feeding the people chaff, feeding the people a false word. And that's why you need to know the Lord, know his voice, and be where he wants you to be, doing what he wants you to be doing. You want to be reflecting your Lord in this great hour, because this is the time. We're ripe for judgment. Plagues, pestilence, famines, and earthquakes in various places. And as we proceed, we'll see nation against nation, ethnic people against ethnic people, clash, kingdom against kingdom. Earthquakes and famines and pestilence. And there will be great persecution upon those that love Jesus Christ. But we've seen this before. And the Lord tells us not to fear man, but to fear God. To fear him that after not only has he killed you, he can throw you into hell. That burns with fire, that's unquenchable, that the smoke ascends perpetually. This great rebellion will increase to the point that there's a revived Roman Empire spoken of Daniel and in the book of Revelation. And a dominion comes forth, and a false leader, a lying leader comes forth that hates God, that is a blasphemer, that will rule with an iron fist, a tyrannist. But because of the deception that this man will perform by Satan himself, the majority of the people will follow and bow the knee. It's hard for you to understand that. I encourage you to do a search on Google videos or YouTube videos for the occultic history of the Third Reich. There's two films. Watch how a whole nation embraces a man that is filled with Satan. Watch how they believe a lie that they're superior, that they're better than the common man. Because of the pride, they believe a lie. They worship false gods. They followed myths. Great iniquity. It's happened before, and it'll happen again. In Revelation 14:19, and the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. Ladies and gentlemen, Romans 13:11 says this, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand, let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. The Spirit of God calls you. Will you follow the King, Lord Jesus Christ? Will you follow his leading, wherever he leads you? Will you lay down your life? Will you pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow him? Put away your own selfish ambition and pursue God's kingdom and help others. And if you do this, watching and praying and being faithful in the stewardship that God has given you, it'll be well with you when he comes. Because he comes as a thief in the night. Surprise, he has arrived. Paul, the apostle, was urging the flock of God as a father, and he beheld them as children. And he said this in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 1, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that's called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." There is an Antichrist, there is a little horn, as the Bible refers to him, a blasphemer, that does signs and wonders. And those that have not loved the truth and repented of wickedness and sin, God will give them over to believe the lie, and when they will be deceived. And ladies and gentlemen, this is why it is urgent that you give heed to your salvation, that you repent before the Lord, let him wash you and cleanse you, that you don't believe this lie. Many, many people think they're Christians, but they're not. Jesus said that there would be, in that day, many that would say, "Lord, Lord, in your name did we not do many wonderful works? Did we not, in your name, cast out demons? In your name, did we not prophesy?" And then he said he would profess unto them, "I never knew you, you lawless ones. Depart from me." There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In Luke 13:26, Jesus said, "Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in your presence, and you've taught in our streets." There's people today that have been in the presence of the Lord, or have listened to religious talk, or the words of Jesus himself, either by some form of media. They think that they're right with God, but he says, but in verse 27, "I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity." There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. "When you shall see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out." The time of judgment is here. It's ripe. God is judging. At this point, you can repent and believe on Jesus Christ. And God calls all men everywhere to repent. And the book of Revelation 13 talks about this beast system that's coming. "And all that dwelt upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear." If you're not in the Lamb's book of life, God will give you over to believe the delusion and the deception. And you'll be under the judgment of God, because God's judgment will be upon the kingdom of the beast, a gross darkness. And men will gnaw their tongue for the pain. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. His coming is at hand. Put away all bitterness and wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking, be put away from you with all malice. Don't let anyone deceive you with vain words, for because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Wait for the Son of God from heaven, whom God the Father raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come.